Boker Tov, good morning. Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin, daf 107. We are within 1 week of the Siyum, Bezad Hashem. Today's class will be for the Refuah, Shalom HaBad HaKhalim, Bikladam. Chemdam, Racham HaKhan, Dushan, Elamel HaKhan, Nukam HaNifkas, Arab HaNumunim, Shalom HaMesara, David Merechad, Yafa, Bad Devorah, Rifka, Bad Echav, Rifka, Bad Esther. Shalom HaMesara, Farim, Elam, Shalom HaKhanah, Yafa, Bad Miriam, Yabadim, Rifah, Chaisum, Chal, Racham HaKhanah, Simcha, Ben Malka. Miriam, Bad Echav, Yizmir, Rifah, Elam, Adam, Elam, Chaisa, Bat Amai, Sabah, Chanah, Gibra, Gidu, Bab, Racha. Tan, Ben Esther, Yizkam, Ben Yafa, Dumar, Matal, Yashav, Ben Eter, Yam, Nifah, Yusuf, Adam, Shalom, Shalom, Pinina, Yusuf, Ben Yafan, Dan, Yam, Adina, Sim, Chanah, Farim, Elam, Okay, we are on the top of 106b Kuvbav Amud B. Etivei, the Gemara says, 5 lines from the top of the page. We have a contradiction. The Pasuk says, in Divrei HaYamim, it says, Ukechalotam heviu lifnei hamelech v'yoyada et shar hakesef v'yoseu kelim lebeit Adonai kalei sharet. It says, when they were finished, they brought, meaning when they finished building the Beit HaMikdash, they brought all of the leftovers of the silver, and they made it the kelim for the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara sounds from here like you're allowed to use the donated money for the temple, for the Beit HaMikdash, in order to use, make vessels, make kelim for the service. But we said that no, you only take it from the Turmat HaLishka. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, the Akrayach Ketuve, and the Akrayach Nevi'e. The one who taught you Ketuvim did not teach you Nevi'im. Because we have a Pasuk in Nevi'im, Pasuk in Melachim. Ach lo yaseh beit Adonai Sipot. You should not make the house of Hashem instruments. You should give it to those who are doing the service of God. So clearly it shows over here a contradictory pasuk, that you cannot use those that money for the kelim. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, kashe kraya adade. The pasukim are contradictory on one another. So the Gemara says, la kashe, it's not difficult. Kanshe gavu vehotiru, kanshe gavu velohotiru. In the case where both cases they collected, in one case they had leftover, in one case they didn't have leftover. So in the case where they had leftover, they're allowed to use that for the kelim. Whereas in the case where they did not have anything left over, obviously they're not allowed to use for the kelim, for the klei sharet. Okay? What does it matter if they had leftover after they collected? What does that matter? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, lev beitin matne alehem. It's because the heart of the Beitin makes condition on it. Im hutzrichu hutzrichu. If the money is needed, it's needed. V'im lav yule klei sharet. And if it's not needed, it should be used for these service vessels, the kelim that they use in the Beit HaMikdash. Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael. The Beit Midrash was Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael. Klei sharet ba'in miturmat halishka. The klei sharet comes from the turmat halishka. Shneimar Zabasuk says, et shar hakesef. So the Gemara says, "Ezu kesef shelo shlo shiraim." What is considered silver money that it has leftovers? Ve'omer zeh turmat alishka. That must be talking about this treasury chamber that has leftovers. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema, why don't you say shiraim gufayu? The actual leftovers itself. Why are you allowed to use the initial money in the turmat alishka? Maybe it's only the leftover money." So the Gemara says, "Kedamar Rava." As Rava says, the pasuk says in Vayikra, "Ha'ola." What is ha'ola rishona? It's talking about that every morning, the first sacrifice that goes on the Mizbeach is an Ola offering. So, Ola Rishon, it says. Hachinami, so to HaKesev, when it says the silver, Kesev Rishon, it must be talking about the first type of silver, meaning not a leftover in the Turmat HaLishka, rather its first money in the Turmat HaLishka. The Gemara brings a contradiction. Meitivei. HaKetoret, v'chol korbanot sibur. The Ketoret and all of the sacrifices of the community, ba'in mi Turmat HaLishka. They come from the treasury chamber. Mizbeach hazahav, the gold mizbeach, levona, frankincense, uklei sharet, the service vessels, ba'in mimotar nesachim. They come from the leftover of the nesachim. What does that mean, the leftover of the nesachim? They used to have, it's a machloket elsewhere, but it's essentially what they would have is they would get minachot, they would get mincha offerings, and for example, whatever was left over on top of the container, that excess was leveled off by the kohen, and that was used to sell. And those proceeds are called this excess, this motar al nisachim, nisachim. What was left over from the nisach, the korbanot that they would bring. So whatever was left over, they would sell that, the menachot, and that money was left over. So the Gemara says that was used for klei sharet. Mizbeach ha'olah, the shakot va'azarot, ba'im mikotshei bedek habayit. The mizbeach, the olah, the leshakot, the chambers and the courtyards, they all come from the consecrated parts of the Beit HaMikdash. What was consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash?
Lishkot?
Chutz, huh?
Lishkot, is it? Lishkot?
Yeah, chambers. Chutz lechomata azara, the outside of the walls of the courtyard, ba'in et mishirei ha-lishkot, they come from the leftovers of the chamber, what was left over. Zohi sheshaninu chomat ha'ir u'migdaloteha v'kol tzerkei ha'ir, this is what we taught, that the walls of the city and all of its towers and all of the needs of the city, ba'in mishirei ha-lishka, they come from the leftovers of the chamber. So what are we seeing from all of this? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, so over here it's sounding like all of these things come from, we said the kli sharet comes from mutar nisachim. All of these things, it sounds like it comes from this turmat alishka. Now we're trying to say that no, it's really not. So over here we're bringing a complete beraita, which is a contradiction of what we've been saying. We said that the kelim, the kli sharet, don't come from the turmat alishka. But in this case we're saying that really the kelim do come from the turmat alishka. Sorry, the other way around, Mechila. The previous case of Rav brought the case that the kelim come from the half a shekel extra of the from the Trumat HaLishka. Whereas over here we're saying, we said that the klei sharet, they come from where? The leftovers of the nisachim. What was left over on those mincha offerings, the kohanim would smoothen out the top of the container. Whatever was left over, they would sell those leftovers, and that was this motar. So it's a contradiction. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara comes and says, Tanaihi, it's a machloket tanaim, ditnan, as the Mishnah says. Motar teruma, the leftovers of the teruma, those half shekels, maha yu sinba, what would they do with those things, with those money? Rikuei zahav tzipui labeit kodshei kadashim. They would make it a gold sheet of a covering for the kodshei kadashim, the Holy of Holies. Rabbi Shmuel says, motar perot leketz hamizbeach. The leftover of the fruits was used for the ketz, the dessert of the mizbeach. What is the dessert of the mizbeach? They used to take these fruits, I think they were dates, and they would place it on the mizbeach, dried figs, and they would place it on the mizbeach, and this was called the dessert because it was very delicious. So they would call it the dessert of the mizbeach. Dried figs. Motar teruma lekle sharet. The leftovers of the teruma goes for the service vessels. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, Motar teruma leketz hamizbeach. The leftover of the teruma goes for the dessert on the mizbeach. Motar nesachim lekle sharet. The leftovers of the nesachim goes for the kle sharet. So he disagrees where we use the money for the kle sharet. Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim Omer, Rabbi Chanina says, Motar nesachim leketz hamizbeach. The leftover of the mincha offerings, that goes to the dessert of the mizbeach. Motar teruma lekle sharet. And the leftovers of the teruma goes to the kle sharet. So it's a clear machloket tanaim. Veze lo hayu modin baperot, and both of them would not agree in the case of fruits. So the Gemara says, perot maihi. What do you mean, case of fruits? What are you referring to by the case of fruits? The Tanya, as the Braita says, motar teruma ma hayu asinba. What would they do with the leftovers of the teruma, of these half shekels? So lochin perot bezol, they would buy fruits cheap, umochrin rotam biyoker, and they would sell it for expensive prices. Vasachar makitzin bo adamizbeach, and the leftover, the reward, they would, meaning the profits, they would use that for the desserts on the mizbeach, for fruits that they would place on the mizbeach, the delicious fruits. Vezoyi shashanina, this is what we taught, motar perot lakitz hamizbeach, and that's why we said that the leftover of the fruits goes to the dessert on the mizbeach, meaning they would use this profitable way of taking the cheap fruits, buying cheap fruits, selling them expensive, using the profits to put on the mizbeach, to use fruits to put on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, "My zevezel lo ayu modin vaperot." Why does it say that they would disagree by the case of fruits? So ditnan, as the Mishnah says, "Motar shirei halishka ma yosin bahen." What would they do with the leftovers from the chambers? So lochin bahen yerinot shmanim slatot. They would buy wine, oils, and slatot, frankincense, v'asachar lehekdesh. And the profits would go to Hekdesh, consecrated. It would be consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash. Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, "Ein mistakrin b'shel Hekdesh." You're not allowed to profit from Hekdesh. af lo b'shel aniyim, not even if a poor person, if the aniyim give you, their money or their things to hold on to as hekdesh, you can't even profit with that and invest it. So the Gemara says, b'shel hekdesh ma'i tam alo, why can't I benefit from hekdesh? Why can't I profit from hekdesh? So, ein aniyut b'kom ashirut. You're not allowed to have poverty in a place of wealth. Meaning, in a place where you have money that was given, you have things that are consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash, and we already have what we have, you can't go and risk it and invest it, even if there's a possibility that you can make more money, because this is money that's set out for Hashem, it's set out for the Beit HaMikdash. So it's an interesting phrase. There's no poverty in front of wealth, because when you already have wealth, why invest it with risk if you have what's going and it's for the Beit HaMikdash anyway?
It says also it's a gnai to come and use money of paupers, because it looks like the Beit HaMikdash is needy.
Right, nachon. And then the Gemara asks, "B'shel aniim ma'itam alo?" Why can't we do that with the poor person's money? So the Gemara says, "Dilma mitramelehu aniyah v'leikal mitvaleh." Because maybe a poor person will come and ask for money, and we're not going to have, because we invested all of it to try to make more profits on it. So therefore, we cannot use the poor person's money to invest, rather to make profit on. We rather have to keep it just in case an ani comes and we give it to them. We're on the bottom of the amud. Misha halach l'midinat hayam. The next amud is going to be all about a husband who goes away for business, and the wife is goes away, and the wife is asking for a mezonot. So itmar, we learned. Rav Amar, poskin mezonot le'eshet ish. We give mezonot, we give, if the husband went away, the beitin goes into the husband's property, and they give support to the wife. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, ain poskin mezonot le'eshet ish. No, we do not give support to the wife while the husband is away. So they go now both in their opinions. Amar Shmuel says, Modeli Abba. Let Abba agree with me. Who's Abba?
Rav.
Okay, why was he called Abba? Okay, very good. Machloket Rashi and Tosfot. It's not over here. It's going to be in Masachet Yevamot. It's also in multiple places. But Machloket Rashi and Tosfot, why Rav was called Abba. One opinion says that Rav was called Abba. Rashi says that Rav was called Abba because he was older than Shmuel. So Shmuel gave him like a title of adulter, like more of an age, because he was older than him, so he called him father. Tosfot over there.
Husband chayav, while he's married, husband chayav b'ksuta, chayav anyway.
Right, but the question is: is the Beit Din allowed to go into his property and take the profits and give to her? So Rav says yes. Shmuel says no.
So wait, hold on.
Let's finish the question. Why does Shmuel say? Why do we call Rav Abba? So according to the Tosfot says no. It's not because of the age. It's not because he's older. Rather, what does Tosfot say? Tosfot says it's because that was his nickname. That was his actual name. His name was Abba. And they called him, actually his real name was Abba. His real name was Abba. And they called him Rav out of his greatness. He was the Rav. Just like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Right? He wasn't Rebbe, that wasn't his name. But they gave him a nickname called Rebbe because of his greatness. Really his name was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So there's two opinions why he was called Abba. So he says, at least Shmuel tells Rav, Abba, b'shlosha chodashim arishonim, at least agree with me in the first 3 months, lifi she'en adam maniach beito reikan, because a person doesn't leave his house empty. Meaning the woman can support herself in the first 3 months from her own home, from what he left in the house. And she doesn't need to come to the Beit Din and ask to support herself from his property now, in the first 3 months.
And we're assuming.
We're assuming, right. That's the majority of people would leave money in their home for the first 3 months. So the Gemara says, b'shesham'u bo shemet. If they heard that the husband died, everyone agrees that obviously she gets support. That's not a question. The machloket of Rav and Shmuel is if they did not hear that he died. Rav Amar Poskin, Rav says we give the money from his property. Because he owes her, he has to, he's obligated to support her, like you said. Shmuel says no, ain poskin. We don't support her. Why? Ma'etama. Rav Zavid Amar, Rav Zavid says, Emat Sarei Tfesa. Because maybe she already grabbed the Tzrorot, she already grabbed these coins, these money, and she's able to support herself. And really she's just coming to take extra, essentially. So she's not owed that money. She doesn't need to be supported from that money at this very moment. Rav Papa Amar, Papa says, Chashinan Shema Amarla. We're afraid that maybe he said to her, Se'ima Asei Adayich Memezenoteh. Maybe the husband told her that your earnings that really are owed to me, I'll let you have those as your support. So really, he doesn't need to support her from his mezonot, from his property. She's supporting herself from her earnings. So these are two opinions. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between them? My benayu. So the Gemara says, Ika benayu, the difference between them is a gedola v'lo sapka. An adult, and it's not enough for her, the earnings that she makes is not enough to support her. So according to the aspect of her grabbing coins, yeah, she grabbed coins, she's an adult. Whereas the aspect of her earnings supporting her, it's not enough. So she would still need to be supported by the husband. Inami, another difference between these two opinions. Ketana v'sapka. If she was a child, and she her earnings are enough for her support. So according to the second opinion, the earnings are enough. She doesn't need to be supported. Whereas according to the first opinion, since she's a ketana, then she the coins are not necessarily, she's not acquiring necessarily those coins, and so therefore, or she didn't grab those coins, and so therefore she would need to be supported according to the first opinion. Okay, now we're going to bring a few different Mishnayot to go back and forth on Rav and Shmuel's opinion, see who is correct, and Gemara. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Misha alach l'medinat hayam, someone who went away, ve'ishto tovad mezonot, his wife is asking for support. Chanan omer, Chanan said, this is our Mishnah, tishava basof, v'lo tishava betchila. She swears in the beginning, at the end, she swears at the end that she didn't take any, she doesn't hold any of the husband's properties, anything that he owns, and not in the beginning. She doesn't have to swear when she's collecting the money from him.
She wants to get the ketuvah?
The support. She's getting support. She has to swear that she doesn't already have part of his money in his in her pocket. She's not taking extra, right? That's only at the end, but not when he dies, not whenever she is collecting. Nechleku alav b'nei kohanim gadolim, but the b'nei kohanim gadolim disagreed. Ve'amru, and they said, tishava b'tchila u'basof. You swear both at the time of collection and at the time that the husband dies that you don't have anything that he owns.
Why twice?
Both when you're collecting and at the end, whenever you're getting all of his properties, you're getting it, meaning this re-giving you everything after he died, you have to swear, make sure that, hey, I don't have anything, because now they're going to be giving you extras.
Whoa,
so you have to make sure that you didn't take anything beforehand. Ad kan lo pligi ela linyan shivua. The machloket here is only with regards to the swear. Aval mezone, but the support, yahavinan la. Everyone agrees, of course we give her support, even if the husband is away. So who is this opinion like? Rav said you support her, Shmuel said you don't. It's against Shmuel. So the Gemara says, targema Shmuel. Shmuel would translate this to be, v'shashamu vo shemet. No, what we're talking about here is she heard, everyone heard that he died. That's why she's being supported. So this goes with Shmuel as well. Case number two. Tashema. Misha alach l'medinat hayam. If someone went away overseas, v'ishto tovad mezonot, his wife is asking for support, b'nei kohanim gedolim amrim tishava, the children of the kohanim gedolim say, she has to swear that she doesn't have anything that is his. Chanan omer, lo tishava, lo tishava. Chanan says, no, huh?
To the beginning, to the
yeah, in the beginning, when she's collecting, right. Exactly.
Chanan says
no, lo tishava, and rather you only has to swear at the end. Vimba ve'amar, and if he comes and says, Pasakti la mezonot, I already gave her support, ne'eman, he's considered believed. What do we see over here? There's no machloket over here that the Beitin still goes in his property and gives support to her. Everyone agrees that the Beitin can go in his property and give support if he's away. So this goes like Rav. Right? So the Gemara says, Imba, hachanami, v'shasham'u v'shamet. Over here also, it's talking about a case that they heard that he died. And that's why she's automatically going to be supported from his property. According to like Rav. And it works with Shmuel as well. The Gemara says, Veha imba ve'amar ka'amar. But you said the husband came and said that I gave her support. I already paid her. If the husband came, that means he's still alive. How can you say the husband died? They heard that he died. How could that be the answer? He's alive. So the Gemara says, Imbar la'achar Shmuel. They heard that he died, and then he ended up showing up afterwards. Meaning everyone thought he died, so they supported her from his property. And then he showed up and he said, no, I'm alive. And I already supported her. So that was the case. And that's how they already paid her. Meaning it was kind of a mistake. Okay? Tashema, third case. Misha alach l'medinat hayam. Someone went away. V'ishot tovad mezonot. His wife is asking for mezonot. It's a girsa over here. Im ba ve'amar. If he comes and says, se'im ase yadayach mezonotech. That your earnings should go with your mezonot. Meaning your earnings should support your support. Rashai is allowed to do that. Meaning, if let's say, for example, she is owing money. She borrowed money, let's say. She took a loan to support herself, right? So he can say that these earnings that you make should be for your support and you have to take care of yourself. Meaning those earnings that you make can pay off what you borrowed, what you loaned, whatever you took. You can pay it off with your earnings. That's what I said. That's the mezonot that I want you to have. And he says, "Kadmu beitinu pasku, mashu pasku pasku." If the beitin came down and made a psak that he has a supporter, whatever the psak was, that the support comes from his property, their psak stands. So, from the fact that it says that the beitin, whatever they granted, is given, it sounds like the opinion of Rav. So this goes against the opinion of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Hachanami over here also." that they heard that the husband died, and that's why the woman is being supported from his property while he's away. This was case number three.
If he comes and says you can use your own earnings, it might not be sufficient. She still has a responsibility to support him. And Beit Din will come and take extra for her, no?
If it's not going to be sufficient. If it's not going to be sufficient, he has to support her. Vadai. Vadai. Okay. Tashima, fourth case. Mishalach l'medinat hayam. Someone who went away overseas, v'isho tovad mezanot, his wife is asking for support. Beit Din yordim l'nechasav, the Beit Din goes into his properties. V'zanin u'farnesin l'ishto, they support his wife. Aval lo lebanav v'notav, not his children. V'lo ledvar acher, and not another thing. We're going to see what that other thing is. But this sounds like who? Which opinion does it sound like? Rav, you support her. So Amar Shashat, what it's talking about here is that he appointed a third party to support his wife. So here it's not going against him. Well, everyone would agree over here that he has to support her because he appointed a third person, a third party, in order to support her.
But can you say that his real children have to be supported also?
No, children don't be supported. They don't have to be. So that's a good question. So that's exactly the question. If it's a third party, why wouldn't the children have to be supported? Exactly. Yachi, if that's the case, banavu benotav nami. That's your question. Why don't the children have to be supported then? So the Gemara says, kisha hishra lazo, balo hishra lazo. He appointed a third party for the wife, but not for the children. It's kind of weird though. Why would a person appoint someone to support his wife and not his children? So the Gemara asks, my paska, why would someone do that? It doesn't make any sense. What kind of psak is that? Ela amar papa, what we're talking about is she heard that he died, but it was only with one witness. Now this is a very specific case. When there's one witness that the husband died, we're lenient on the woman. And we say, if she wants to marry, even with one witness, she's allowed to marry. We are lenient by an aguna to let her marry by one witness who says the husband died. So therefore, so we would also give her support. Because since she's going to investigate and know that her husband died, so therefore we give her support as well. But the children, if they want to go into his property, they can't go in with one witness that the husband, that the father died. They need two witnesses. So mezone nami lo yahavin lehu. So therefore, we would not give them support as well either, because they can't get the properties. They don't get the support either. So the woman, we believe her with one witness. So therefore, she can have support. The children, we don't believe them with one witness. They don't get support.
What do you do with the children? You have little kids.
Good question. So the one then asked, "My davar echer. What is another thing that we said we don't support? Another thing. So Rav Chista amar tafshit, jewelry." Adornments, ornaments that we give to the woman to beautify her, we would not support her from this property. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar Tzedakah, he says, no, charity. That's what Davar Acher means.
For her to give charity to others.
Right, charity from that property, from that money to be given to others. So Man Damar Tachshit, the one who said jewelry or ornament, adornment, is Kol Sheken Tzedakah. How much more so charity, because charity is on a higher level. So how much more so charity would not be taken. Whereas Man Damar Tzedakah, the one who says that charity is not taken, Aval Tachshit, but adornment, maybe we would give her according to that opinion. Because maybe the husband would not be okay with the wife becoming ugly. Hey, you're going away. We don't know if you're coming back or not. Your wife going a long time without being taken care of properly, she's without jewelry, without beauty, without makeup, stuff like that. So therefore, we want to make sure that she's being taken care of and she's not becoming repulsive. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll go for a recap, 1 minute recap. We started on Kuvav Amud Bet. We started talking about where the Kli Sharet comes from. Can it come from Bedek Abayit or Turmat Halishka? We brought at the end, it was a Machloket Tanaim. That was how we ended it off, where it comes from exactly. Then part number two of the daf was, you're not allowed to take Hekdesh money and make profit on it, because it's risking money that's set out for the Beit HaMikdash, or a poor person's money. You're not allowed to do that. It was an interesting question, I think, halakhically. If somebody gives tzedakah and a person is running the charity, and he knows that, for example, I have all this money sitting in the bank, and it's not going anywhere, because it's like you have a big cash flow of tzedakah for this organization, or you're allowed to put it into like a cash flowing investment. The answer is no. You're not allowed to use money that's set out for a specific organization. That's something that has risk.
For himself.
No, even if he wants to remake money for that purpose, you're not allowed to. That's what the Gemara said. You're not allowed to use Hekdesh money to make profit on it.
It's a low risk.
You cannot take the money of charity and use it as investment, because that's not what it was given for.
You put it in the bank.
If it's a savings account, it's a mashu acher. But if it's something that has even a 0.1% risk, you're not allowed to take people's money and put it at risk, because that's not what they give it for. They give it for that purpose itself, and you can't risk it no matter what, unless there's a 0% chance of risk. Then when we got to the Amud Aleph, Kuzan Amud Aleph, we had Machloket Rav and Shmuel, if we give her mezonot when the husband goes away or not. The Rav said yes, Shmuel said no. Towards the bottom of the page, we started bringing, I mean, there was four cases of halakha medinat ayam. The husband went away, the seized. And essentially what we said is, if the husband, if they heard that the husband died, everyone agrees we support her. The machloket is, if we didn't hear the husband died. Rav says we support her, Shmuel would say we would not support her, and that was pretty much the remainder of the dam. Amen. Amen.